too.
Nice to meet you.
It all started from my own loss when I was 14. My dad died suddenly from a heart attack, and I felt incredibly isolated from people in my school, people in my neighborhood. I didn't know anyone who'd gone through this before, and I didn't want anyone to have to feel like that again. We tried conventional family counseling with my mom and my sister after my dad passed away, but it didn't resonate. It wasn't quite the modality I was looking for to sort of work through the feelings that were coming up. So for a long time, I left them alone. And as I grew older and started to explore more activities myself, I got involved with yoga. I've always been involved in coaching kids somehow, either through skiing or facilitation of other groups doing yoga with kids. And along came Bernie, and she kind of gelled the rest of it together. She was a bit of the bridge to get me from teaching these physical activities or these animal activities. So that's where the whole idea for Bernie's Buddies came from, was putting these all together, being the person who put all of those bits together in motion. Bernie the St. Bernard, she actually was the inspiration for Bernie's Buddies. She volunteered with kids throughout the city of Calgary, and we realized that there was a gap in services for kids going through grief. So we decided to fill in our own workshops to help close that gap. I think for kids, it helps them not be afraid of any filters. Dogs come to us with no filters. Just unconditional love is a popular term that's used, and it's true. And dogs can really help us realize how to receive love, but also how to give love. And a lot of times kids are inhibited by that. They're not really sure. Maybe they're not doing it the right way. What will their peers think? What will their parents think? But with a dog, all of that goes away.
Just slobbers.
Just slobbers and fur. Death is not always easy to talk about at all, but I think that's probably why I felt compelled to do this. While processing Bernie's passing, it made it very bittersweet. It was full circle. It definitely was time for her. That was very clear. Physically, it was time for her. But it gave it such a gracious quality, that it was hard to lose her, but it was amazing to have been part of her life and go on that journey with her. And really, really all I did was drive her places. She did the rest of the work. So
I'm
just a chauffeur. So gracious and so grateful to have that experience with her, that just, I can do nothing but smile when I think of her. So Brisk is a Newfoundland dog. She's 6 years old, and she loves drooling all over kids. So we thought she'd be a natural fit for Bernie's Buddies, so she has taken over Bernie's duties and is carrying on her tradition. So it's really important to us to have peers. So all of the kids that participate have had some sort of death loss, and what happens is they're not alone in that room thinking, I'm the only one who's lost someone. And they also have a pet therapy visit, so it's with Brisk. They have yoga and mindfulness, which is with me. And then we also have someone who does some creative grief facilitation, so we can get the kids to talk about their emotions, but in a creative way, so they don't really think that they're sharing all of their deepest, darkest feelings. Brisk is definitely the show stealer. I don't even try.
Okay. You know your place.
I do.
It's a hard act to follow.
It really is, you know, and sometimes Brisk takes up more time than the yoga does.
Yeah.
But we just go with it. We have a workshop. It's a 4-night workshop, 1 night per week, starting on Monday, February 25th. It's at Cardell Theater in their banquet space. And kids are welcome to come join us. They can sit and watch. They can participate. Their parents and caregivers can attend as well. They can either watch the kids as they participate, or they can sit in their own area and connect and maybe discuss certain things that have come up for them, how they've tried to help their kids process their grief. And oftentimes a lot of these parents and caregivers are going through grief themselves. So it's nice to make a sense of community. So for this particular workshop, it's kids ages 6 to 12. We are also looking at doing a teen workshop specifically later in the year, and maybe a little bit younger as well. But we like to keep our ages grouped for developmental and physical developmental reasons, because some children who are older or younger than that age range for this workshop in particular have different ways of processing their emotions. So we've picked this as our middle age group, and we'll go from there. people can register by going to berniesbuddies.ca. And our program section, there's a link to register there, or they can send us an email in our contact section and we can register them that way. I think it's the ability to listen. Dogs have no choice but to listen. They're there with you. Actually, Bernie was deaf. Our St. Bernard was deaf, so she was a great listener. Didn't matter what you said. Absolutely not. We can learn a lot from dogs. We can learn to slow down. We can learn to really take our time to process something, to allow the feelings that come up, and however we react to that, we let our reactions happen. This was with Bernie, when Bernie was still with us. We had a little girl that wouldn't sit near Bernie. And we thought maybe she was afraid. Bernie was a very big dog. We thought maybe she was a little bit intimidated by her size. But as we talked and did a little yoga, and she started to move closer to Bernie. Bernie was laying on the floor. And she moved towards Bernie's hips. She started to pat Bernie. So we all kept doing our yoga and kept on going. And this little girl started moving closer towards Bernie's head. As she got closer to Bernie's head and kept patting her and stroking her, she started to cry. So it turns out she actually was not afraid of Bernie's size. She was afraid of letting out her emotions, and Bernie helped her get past that. And it was probably one of the most profound experiences I've ever had the fortune of having in the world of therapy dog work. We have a donation page on our website. We have a secure online donation arrangement with CanadaHelps.org. We also gladly accept volunteers for any of the segments of the workshop, particularly the great creative grief conversation. So if there's anybody out there who would like to volunteer for that component, they just need to drop us an email or give a call to the information on the website. Death is such a universal experience for everybody, but something that we all have to bear alone, and it can be extremely isolating. Dr. Ellen Wolfelt, in particular, from the Center for Transition and Loss in Colorado, has been to Calgary a few times to do seminars, and I've been in attendance at those, and his thoughts are to companion someone who's going through grief, to really sit with someone who's experiencing a death loss or an anticipated death loss, and just being open to the fact that we don't have all the answers, we don't have any solutions for anybody's grief, and to go from that place and try not to fix.
Just listen.
That's as hard and as easy as it sounds. I think that it's interesting when you speak to somebody about death, how many questions will come up, and people are less afraid. As soon as someone brings it up, they're a little bit less afraid to talk about it. Is this incriminating?
If you don't want me to air it, I don't have to.
The weirdest thing that I love. Brushing out my dog's undercoat and then making a dog-shaped pile of her.
That's amazing.
It's true. There's a lot.